Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Halpern. And being 2020, I'm so motivated. This is my second podcast of the day because there's so much wonderful health information that's coming out. Interesting study on vitamin D and mortality and the higher levels of vitamin D related to longevity and mortality, less mortality issues. So don't believe this nonsense about vitamin D. In fact, many experts believe that the optimum vitamin D level in the blood might be anyways from 40 to 80, and not even the 20 borderline that many practitioners say, oh, well, you're 30, it's okay, or 20, maybe. Having adequate vitamin D for everyone is important, but especially for seniors. So since this podcast is about super anti-aging, let's talk about some super anti-aging issues. One of them being scarpropenia, which is muscle loss or frailty. Well, we believe, as I said in previous podcasts, that scarpropenia ties into uncontrolled oxidative stress, damaging the mitochondria, the energy systems, turning off the stem cells in the muscle. What can you do about it? Nutraceuticals, antioxidant nutraceuticals, food-based antioxidants. Again, the berry family, so important. Sulforaphane from broccoli seed, which I keep talking about, and there are actually studies on scarpropenia and sulforaphane in broccoli seed. The best broccoli seed, of course, is at VitalicaSupplements.com, physician formula. And yes, there are studies. There's studies on the blueberries and aronia berry and so many food-based ways of supporting loss of muscle. And of course, resistance exercise. Got to do that resistance exercise. And having a testosterone, both for men and women, evaluated by a skilled integrative physician. And maybe you do need some hormonal support, or maybe you do need some DHEA. You know, interesting about DHEA, when DHEA was considered prescription a number of years ago, I worked for a pharmacy, and they actually hired, this is in New York, they hired a pharmacist just to make the DHEA. There were so many prescriptions, doctors all over the place. There were books written on it. How much benefit from DHEA, which can, you know, make hormones, proper hormones, and seems to decrease with aging. And it's quite expensive. And most of it was not covered by insurance. So what happened? It, through a loophole, it became legal. And now, of course, you can buy DHEA in any health store online for $10, $15, suddenly no more interest. There's no money to be made. So all that great research disappeared from mainstream. No one was interested. So get your DHEA levels done. Get your hormone levels done. They're so important as individuals get older. Some people, by luck, do maintain the hormonal levels. And others don't. Now, often I hear a concern, oh, if I take testosterone, I'm going to have a prostate problem. Men have been making testosterone since puberty. Testosterone doesn't cause prostate cancer. The misunderstanding is there was discovery if you have prostate cancer and you block the testosterone, often you can, you know, hinder the spread of the cancer temporarily until you become androgen resistant. Well, what they found, and again, most men at the end of their life, if you live to 100, will have prostate cancer. Not me, because I know what to do, and I'm going to tell you what to do, but they have prostate cancer, and they don't die from the prostate cancer. Well, here's what they found. They found that low levels, this is so important, low levels of testosterone actually increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer. You heard me? Aggressive prostate cancer. Now, again, what can be done? Well, they often say that, you know, part of the initiation of getting older is you get what's called benign hypertrophic prostate. You get the swelling of the prostate, and you have to urinate all the time. Well, I don't have it. I'm going to be 73. My family members don't have it. My patients don't have it. How come? Because we know what to do. Now, yes, a popular product has been salt pimento berry, limited study in Pygnium. And even there was a big push, and there were infomercials on beta testosterone possibly helping. But really, it's turning on the protective genes in the prostate. That's it. When you turn on the protective genes in the prostate, you don't have the problem. Oxidative stress causes inflammation. Inflammation causes swelling in the prostate, and that's what you get. So why is it men get it when they get older? How come young men don't get benign hypertrophic prostate? Well, very simple. The control systems, the oxidative control systems, start to malfunction as people get older. And of course, men have less testosterone often as they get older. So it's just the opposite. So having healthy testosterone levels and having a healthy liver, very, very, very important in hormonal balance. So you make all the right hormone metabolites. Not having a fatty liver. How do you get a fatty liver? Fat around the waist, metabolic syndrome, lots and lots of carbohydrates, drinking, drugs, recreational drugs, high fat diet, and now, you know, and lots of fast foods can damage the liver, then your hormonal system goes kaput. And probably also a healthy microbiome. Remember, the microbiome is involved in the system also. And it's not just about probiotics. It's about a healthy diet. Lots and lots of fiber from, again, I'm going to say it, plant-based diet. Another important thing as you get older and you do tests and bring this to your doctor, make sure you have iron profile. Stored iron, ferritin, TIBC, percent saturation. You do not want high iron. Iron goes into the brain. Rusting. Go into the joints. Go into the arteries. Rusting. You want an adequate iron level, but not high. And you'll know, the doctor can look at your blood count and see that it's normal. And, you know, look at those evaluations of those markers. If it's high, the things you can do, give blood donations, cut down the meat consumption, and at the same time, take foods that bind up the iron, you know, high fiber foods, certain berries can bind up the iron, you know, things like aronia, and blueberries can bind up some of that iron. So that's important, iron levels. And again, I've said it, I'm going to say it again. One of the keys to aging is an aging microbiome. So be really, really careful about what you're consuming. A whole foods, plant-based diet. So, so, so important. And by the way, I just saw an interesting berry study. Happened to be, of course, on one of my favorites, which you will know more about soon. And I will tell you when we're ready to tell you all about it. It's aronia and an animal study. It actually showed, listen to this, the learning of new tasks. Improved learning of new tasks. Imagine that. How incredible. So that's something to keep, you know, again, it's an animal study. It was a rat study. Does that mean it's going to work in humans? We don't know. But is it worth doing for all the other reasons? You know, certainly it is. Now, remember something. I've said this in previous podcasts. There's a lot of research now, you know, stem cells, whether it's, you know, from, your own body or someone else's body, or it's, placental stem cells or whatever. Okay. All wonderful. Still too early in research. But here's the other interesting part. You need a healthy environment to support stem cells. And a high oxidative environment inhibits stem cells, right? So all the negative things that you might be doing actually can inhibit your stem cells. So you're going backwards. So there's so many reasons, you know, to, you know, go whole foods, go with supplements, making sure, again, I've said this again so many times, making sure you're getting adequate magnesium. 5,000 systems in the body are magnesium related. Do not believe the blood tests. They're inaccurate. Have to go by symptoms. If you get muscle cramping, calf cramping, muscle twitching, add magnesium. If you're a heavy exerciser, add magnesium. Many, many, many drugs, commonly taken drugs, can deplete magnesium besides diuretics. All sorts of things you'd never expect. So the best thing is to just, why don't we just get it from the food? Oh, I love when these sites say, oh, just eat a food diet, you'll get enough magnesium. Well, phosphate-based soils interfere with magnesium. So we're not getting it in our diet. And you can wind up with tachycardia, a heart problem where you need ablation with low magnesium levels. Sleeping disorders. Can be magnesium related, especially late in sleep. You get to sleep, but you know, you get up a couple of hours later, you got the magnesium issue. And by the way, for our athletes, many athletes know this, but you know, you exercise a lot, and especially senior athletes too, and suddenly you're so sore and aching. Could be magnesium. But one of the remedies I really like is baking soda. Baking soda seems to counteract the high levels of lactic acid, which is great. Won't hurt you. Magnesium is very, very important in blood pressure. There have been lots of different studies on low levels of magnesium and blood pressure. And so instead of dumping all these medications on us, it's all about marketing. We dump all these medications on our seniors with conditions they don't need. You need a blood pressure pill, and then you need to counteract the blood pressure pill, and then you need a beta blocker. Well, guess what? Magnesium is a natural beta blocker. They call them, you know, beta blockers are called calcium channel inhibitors. So what they do is they inhibit the calcium into the heart cells, so you lower heart, palpitations, rhythm, slows down. Well, magnesium will do the same thing. Magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker. Look it up, and you'll see. So there's so many basic nutrition things people can do. You don't need these super exotic things that we don't know yet. You know, I love to experiment with them, but a lot of them are expensive, and a lot of companies just copy one another, you know, and all the hot items now, you know, NAD, maybe, we don't know. And I think, you know, if your budget can afford it and you want to experiment with various nutraceuticals, you know, I certainly like Bacopa, very, very calming. I like phosphatidylserine. Good brain nutrient, inositol, a wonderful quieting nutrient for anxiety. So it's fun to experiment, but you have to have the basics. That's what I tell people. Go with the basics. And the basics are not. Now, this is, again, so important. Multivitamins and multiminerals are the biggest seller, but most people don't have a problem that's solved by the multivitamin and multiminerals. This all started decades and decades ago, where companies, you know, when vitamins were first being isolated and, you know, became the biggest thing, you know, you could isolate and create in a laboratory the vitamin C and the B vitamins, and it was wonderful. Revolution. And, you know, people were awarded Nobel Prizes for isolating and being able to manufacture these vitamins, which could cure diseases such as beriberi and pellagra, horrible nutrition diseases. But then the idea of marketing. So you only need very, very, very small amounts of B vitamins. In fact, most B vitamins are added to food. So unless you have a, you know, a gene problem with, like, for methylfolate, you know, and you don't make the folic acid, and you need the active, you know, MTF, methotetrahydrofolate, or pyridoxine 6-phosphate, and you need the active forms, they're not common. Methylfolate is much more common, and it's not bad to have a gene test done. But you don't need high levels of these, for the most part, unless the doctor's treating a specific condition where you might want a pharmaceutical effect from, say, you know, high B6 or, you know, one of, you know, high B1. But for the most part, people aren't deficient. So why do you see products that have, like, 50 milligrams of the B-complex or 100 milligrams of B-complex? It was all about marketing, and you had to compete. So instead of, oh, we have 25, no, we have 50, no, we have 100. It was all marketing. You know, the idea of having phytonutrients, food-based substances that people might not be getting in their diet, yes, that's important. Much more important than, you know, remember, we have food fortification. That's a law. Look at labels. And you'll see, you know, they add B vitamins and they add iron. It was called food fortification. So we don't have that issue. Phytonutrients, yes. And you have to get that by carefully planning your diet. So you include lots of vegetables and different fruits in your diet. So we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you've, again, you've learned something. And if you have questions, please email me at vitalicasupplements@gmail.com or put a question on your in the podcast box, and I'll be happy to answer it. And please tell your friends and family about these podcasts so I can continue to share all this great information so you can obtain optimal health. Thank you again for listening. This is Steve Halpern.